my little people, and this is their house.
Ooh, they're so tiny.
Hey, where's the potty?
Ew. Don't you lick little Lyle. Uh-oh, Tommy, what do we do now? Don't cry, Dill. Here!
Sounds like someone's ready for a nap.
Noise.
Yeah, Jerky. Honest, just listen. See, I told ya.
I didn't hear nothing.
Me either. You guys got to help me get Dill to take his nap, please.
Oh, okay, Chucky, we'll help you.
What can we do, Tommy?
Well, before Dill's nap, my dad always gives him his binky and his blankie.
And he wipes the stuff off of his face.
And he makes funny faces, too.
And that's what we're gonna do. I'll get his binky, Dill and Mill, you make faces, and Chucky, you wipe.
Why do I always have to do the icky stuff?
Here's your binky, Dill.
Go, let it. Tommy, make Dill let it go.
Here's your pinky, Dill, again.
I know. How about a lolly?
If I was small like little Louie, I could never make you get to sleep.
Get so small, Tommy.
I don't know, Chucky.
What's that?
Quick, everybody hide!
I don't think that my room is safe anymore.
Maybe we should get out of here.
Oh, the door's too far! I know. Let's make Dill take his nap.
But, Tommy, we couldn't do it when we were big. How are we going to do it now that we're...
small.
I don't know, but we got to try. I'll go fetch his binky, and we'll make our funny faces.
And I'll try not to drown.
Well, it had to be a dream, or else we'd all remember it, right, Chucky?
I guess you're right. Besides, if it really happened, I'd be in Dill's stomach right now.
Oh. I'm glad it was just a dream, Chucky. I wouldn't want my bestest brother to eat my bestest friend.
Hey, Tommy, want to play trains?
I'm driving the train, Philip.
No, I am driving it, Lillian.
Now, you guys be careful. Little Louie.
Uncle Stuart?
Oh, well, isn't that the cutest thing?
I just graduated from Mind My Manners Charm School. May I come in?
Of course, sweetheart. Isn't that great? About time she got some manners.
Mm-hmm. I never known washing dishes could be so much fun.
No wonder our daddy does it all the time. Hey, babies! Good morning, children. Wow, what's that? Oh, I'm so sorry, Cousin Dylan. Please excuse me.
Wow, did you hear that, guys?
Yeah, is she sick?
You got a disease, Angelica? No. I got some manners now.
Manners? Are they like measles?
Are we gonna catch them?
You can't catch manners, you dumb, darling babies. You learn them. Understand?
No.
Not really.
I don't know why I bother.
Fabulous.
Well, of course, Mr. Yamaguchi, it's no problem at all. Bye-bye now. You'll never guess. Mr. Yamaguchi's most trusted advisor is in town, and he wants to have dinner at our house tonight.
Well, isn't that kind of short notice?
Drew, if this goes well, I'll get a promotion, and we'll never have to worry about money again. We'll be rich.
Rich? I want a pony.
Now, princess, remember your manners.
I want a pony, please.
Of course you do. But first you have to promise to be extra good at the dinner party so Mommy can impress Mr. Yamaguchi's friend, okay?
Of course, Mommy.
That's my little angel. Drew, it's time for me to get in the trenches on this one. I'll get my hair and nails done while you call the caterers and coordinate the evening's entertainment. Oh, I almost forgot. This guy is apparently a real family man. You know the type. You must come and bring the children.
Not the babies.
Ta-ta!
Angelica, you forget it to say you were sorry to Dill.
I've got bigger fish to fly. My mommy's having a party tonight, and you babies are all invited.
Yay! We love parties!
Not so fast. This is a grown-up party. We got to act right, or Mommy won't get rich, and I won't get my pony!
Wow! You're getting a pony, Angelica?
Unless you babies mess it up, you got to learn manners.
No, I think so.
Thanks.
You dumb ducklings. What I meant to say was, if you learn manners, I'll let you ride my pony.
Really?
Yay! Pony! Okay, listen up, because I got to teach you all the stuff I learned before tonight. Now, what's the first thing you do when you meet someone?
Smile at them?
No. Phil?
See if they have any treats?
After you get the treats off of them.
I usually hide till my daddy comes to get me.
Oh, brother. Just watch me. When you see Mr. Yamaguchi's friend, you post a curtsy like this.
I can't do that.
Peoples with manners can walk with stuff on their heads. Go ahead, babies. Make me proud.
Hey, snail!
Woo! I can't see.
Manners are worse than measles.
Now, when someone brings you something delicious to eat, you got to first pick a spoon, like this.
Why do we got more than one spoon?
So when you drop one, you got another one. Never mind the spoons. Why shall I hold my cup? Your pinky got to stay up in the air.
Why, Angelica?
I don't know. I didn't make up matters. Just do it.
It feels kind of silly.
Well, tell the Queen of English that. You too, Jill. Use your napkin.
It's my turn to use a nap, Lillian.
It's not, Philip. It's mine.
No grabbing. Elbows on the table. Still, no food on the table. No singing. No dancing. No chewing gum. Oh, my God, forget that.
How do we get to remember all this?
Maybe it's a giant juice pop.
Woo! Let's eat it, Philip!
Stop right there! Excuse me, Mr. Waiter. May we have some of those delicious appetizers?
Certainly, Miss Pickles.
Would you like the deviled crab, goose pate, or caviar on toast? Points.
Yuck!
I remember it was something about grabbing.
Oh, yeah. You're lucky no one saw that but me.
Here's my little princess. Angelica, say hello to Mr. Hagasawa.
Good evening, Mr. Busyness Man. Did you bring my pony?
Don't kids say the cutest things?
Well, she had one of those things with an erect thing. It was supposed to make her look like she knew more. She had the nerve to tell me that I should go neutrals.
I'd like to propose a toast.
He's sorry. Keep talking, Mommy.
As I was saying, our guest of honor, Mr. Hagasawa.
Give it here, Cousin Dylan.
Here, here. Let's eat.
Baby, meet me under the table now. Jill's messing up the whole party. You babies gotta stop him from burping and grabbing and throwing everything. I'm counting on you. Come on.
I'm tired of manners, Tommy.
Me too. They're too hard.
You guys, what about the pony?
That's another thing. I just remembered. I'm scared of ponies.
You gotta get up here. Jill's drooling all over the place. Please, babies.
She never said peace before.
It's kind of nice.
Baby matters isn't so bad.
Except the part about eating with a spoon.
Come on, guys. We got to help Angelica.
Fabulous.
Oh,
Mr. Hagasawa. Please say you'll forgive me.
You can be certain I am going to tell Mr. Yamaguchi about this evening. What a wonderful party. You have made me feel very much at home. In fact, I have a new job for you.
You do?
You will be the hostess for any of our business people traveling with children. It is much better than a promotion. It is an honor.
Of course.
What?
To say please, Angelica? Where's your manners?
Manners, bananas. I said move over!